Welcome to the audio version of In Touch Online for December 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. December's chill wind heralds winter. One of my favourite pieces of seasonal music is the evocative In the Bleak Midwinter, written by Christina Rossetti as a poem, but more commonly performed as a Christmas carol. The poem was published under the title A Christmas Carol. The composer Gustav Holst, of the Planets fame, composed a setting of Rossetti's words, titled Cranham, which is sung throughout the world. However, it is Harold Dark's 1909 composition, which is widely performed by choirs, and in popular polls is regularly named as one of the best Christmas carols of all time. I thought it right, given the time of year, to use another verse of a poem by Rossetti to remind us that Christmas is only a few short weeks away. Sadly, the most recent announcement by the government has cast a dark shadow, and it now looks as though Christmas 2021 will not be as anticipated. A new variant of the coronavirus, which has been called Omicron, has been found in the UK, and on Friday the 27th of November, it was declared to be in the same category as the Delta variant, which has caused waves of infection to sweep across the globe, forcing several European countries to re-enter lockdown. As a result, the Prime Minister has announced a number of intermediate measures which are designed to restrict the spread of Omicron. One of which is that face coverings will be mandatory in shops and on public transport in England from Tuesday the 30th of November. The government has said this change will remain in force for 3 weeks. The wearing of face masks is not mandatory in Freemasons' lodges. Should the rules change, the province will advise lodge secretaries as quickly as possible. However, I wish to repeat my previous advice, which is that if any member feels uncomfortable about attending meetings during these trying times, they should stay at home and return to lodge when they feel confident to do so. On a brighter note, I'm looking forward to viewing the Christmas 2021 video from Corsham Lodge. I'm told the rehearsals and filming has continued apace, with director John Dean revealing his Alfred Hitchcock and Steven Spielberg producer skills. I'm sure that together with Tom Snell's nifty camera work, the video will be a huge success. I was joined by a good number of Wiltshire brethren when we had the immense pleasure of attending the installation meeting of St Patrick's Lodge. The lodge is currently meeting at Warminster, where the Royal Dragoon Guards are based. On Wednesday the 8th of December, I will be joined by a number of brethren at the Christmas QC meeting at Freemasons Hall in London. This meeting is always well attended, and I anticipate this year being no exception. I often wonder how much notice is taken of the ancient charges, which every master gives his unqualified assent. In particular, number 12. For those who can't remember, it is the clause which reads, "You promise a regular attendance on the communications and committees of the Grand Lodge." A promise made, but seldom kept. After Christmas comes the New Year. I wonder if masters in office might take time to reflect on the promises they make prior to installation into the chair of the Lodge. The traditional hosts for the Prestonian Lecture, Methuen Lodge, have joined forces with the Vaston Lodge and invited Worshipful Brother Dr. John Wade, the lecturer of 2009, to once again visit Wiltshire on Sunday the 5th of December at 7 p.m. This event will take place using Zoom, and the link is available from pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Dr. Wade will not be reprising his 2009 lecture entitled Go and Do Thou Likewise, but will tell us what it means to be a Prestonian lecturer. It's traditional for Fiat Lux Lodge to invite partners and guests to a white table at their November meeting. It's also a custom of the Lodge to donate all monies raised at the meeting to the Royal British Legion Poppy Appeal. This year was no different. Following Lodge business and after closing the meeting, ladies and other guests were treated to a talk by Brother John Merritt on the history of Devizes Lodges. This was followed by an excellent lunch. The Lodge raised the amazing total of £400, which was further enhanced by Kevin Toft, the County Standard Bearer and Secretary of the Scene Branch of the Royal British Legion, whose company has a policy of matching funding donations. I'm sure we can all remember the first time we appeared in front of a Lodge committee. Almost certainly it was not long after a zealous brother persuaded you to sign your name on the ubiquitous Form P, thus starting your journey into ancient, free and accepted masonry. For some, the moment will be indelibly printed on their minds, but not necessarily for the right reasons. Thankfully, today interviewing committees are generally smaller and less intimidating, although it should be said they are no less effective as a result. In fact, some might argue that small really is beautiful when it comes to the composition of a committee. The secret is not in the size of the panel, but in the degree of professionalism each member brings to the table. Is your lodge still using six or more members to interview a prospective candidate? Perhaps now might be a good time to review your lodge policy and adopt the new pathway guidelines. Following the government announcement that the wearing of face masks is to be mandatory in shops and on public transport and in other designated spaces, the UGLE has issued guidance for Masonic meetings. As from Tuesday, the 30th of November, the wearing of face masks in lodge meetings is recommended. The Provincial Grand Master concurs with this advice and asks that brethren adhere to the guidance as issued. Members are still encouraged to undertake a lateral flow test, available free from NHS Test and Trace, prior to attending any Masonic meeting. Planned for 2021, but delayed by COVID, Open to the Skies is an open-air concert featuring the Central Band of the Royal Air Force and is being held at Bowood House and Gardens between Carn and Chippenham on Sunday, the 24th of July, 2022. Teddy's for Loving Care, Wiltshire, Julia's House and Wiltshire Air Ambulance are among the nominated charities who will benefit from the concert. Wiltshire Freemasons, their families and friends are being given the opportunity to buy discounted tickets up until the 31st of January 2022. For details, go online to opentotheskies.co.uk. A busy day for Gooch Lodge charity steward Jeremy Barker when he visited both Swindon Women's Aid and the Phoenix Enterprise Works to present cheques each for £500 on behalf of the Lodge. The members of Gooch Lodge have a long-standing tradition in supporting both organisations, and Jeremy's visit was welcomed by Charlotte Gibbon from Swindon Women's Aid and Brian Mildenhall from Phoenix Enterprise Works. Worshipful Master Stephen Halliday said, "Gooch Lodge members are great supporters of local charities, and we are once again pleased to help Phoenix and Swindon Women's Aid." Thank you for listening.